Unknown caller.
Wow, Avi. Hi, it's Maria. I am so overwhelmed by your tech talk today. The echo thing. Oh, you are so talking in a language I do not understand. Can't you just come over to my house and help me with all this stuff? Oh, so I was just listening to your segments here, and Sheena Diane was asking about deleting segments or episodes off Google Play and blah, blah, blah. And I don't understand that stuff so well either. I want to know more about techie stuff, but I keep losing track of where the answers are. And I was on Facebook last night. I was going to send you some questions. But my question right now immediately is, how do I do a secondary sister station? Because I'm thinking maybe I should call something Techie Maria and store some of the valuable information that you're sharing. I can echo it over to that station so that I can refer to it later, because I'm having a hard time finding the things that I can understand. There is so little of what you say that I... So Avi, some of the stuff I understand and you explain it so clearly, and I need to save it somewhere for when I have time to sit in front of the computer or on my phone and actually do what you're telling me to do. And sometimes I don't have time to do it. So my energy and what I'm talking about is about compassion. And Avi, I so appreciate your passion, your compassion and your patience with me as I ask what may seem ridiculous, silly questions to you. But I was listening to Positive Vibes, for instance, earlier, and he was talking about hashtags on his Instagram account and stuff. And I have to tell you a secret. I don't understand what the hashtag thing does. And sometimes people are hashtagging things and they don't know either, because I can ask people, I'm like, well, what does it mean to hashtag? And they're like, I don't know. Everybody just does it. What's the answer? And about the sister station.
Maria, so glad you called. And of course I could come over to your house and help you. That's what I do for a living. You know that. And I don't always have to come over to the house. We do this remotely 90 some percent of the time. And I just did a whole home yesterday. And it worked out tremendously. We used two Echo Dots, hooked up Bose speakers, put in three switches from TP-Link, and we could turn the lights on and off. We could do the whole nine yards. The music's playing with Amazon Unlimited Music. You know, you get that for free for the first 30 days, and then it's only $3.99 a month. It's a tremendous value for millions of songs that you have access to. So it's tremendous. But I digress. You have two basic questions, and they're not so basic, but I did want to address the fact that you are concerned about some of the stuff that I talk about, because I try to do my best to explain everything you need and basically organize it in a way that you can get to it again. And let's address your first question. If you created a second station for yourself, and any type of station you want, and you were to echo my stuff to it, what would be the problem with that? Let's talk about the basic premise of doing that anytime. Even if it's your own content and you're echoing it to another station, there's a limitation. What's that limitation? The limitation is it can only go into your archives if you go beyond 24 hours. You can't create episodes with that. So you would have to dig into your archives to grab it, and sometimes that's really hard to find. It's as hard to find that stuff as it is to find my stuff, right? So that's the challenge there. So what I would recommend you do is take a look at our anchorbootcamps.com site. That's a blog site that does index all of our content. So you just need to type in the keyword and you'll find not only my stuff about that subject, but you'll find Queen Eileen and you'll find Dr. Dan addressing a lot of the issues that we all address on a regular basis. So that's what I'd like you to check out and see if that helps. Okay. So that's anchorbootcamps.com. Having a second station is great if you're going to download your M4As and then lift them back up, then they're fresh content that you can create your own episodes with. I don't have a problem with you doing that. It's just a lot of work. So I would love to be able to organize my stuff, and I'd love your input, and not just yours, any of my listeners. If you have a recommendation as to how you would like to find my stuff, do you want me to put individual segment replies into episodes so that they're, you know, the problem is none of them are searchable. So if I use a different title in the episode, it might be helpful. Love your recommendations on that, because you know what? I don't do this station for me. It's not about me. It's for you guys. So if I can make it easier for you to find stuff, I'd love to be able to do that. Okay, so that's enough about the segments and second station. Hashtags. What are hashtags? Hashtags are nothing more than a way to create searchable tags that everybody uses. So essentially, if someone works around the hashtag on a Twitter feed, on Instagram, whatever, you can search for that hashtag or quote keyword. And the reason it's a keyword is because you put the little hash symbol in front of it. Right? When you put the hash symbol, it makes that particular keyword searchable. And that's basically all it is. So people might have a meeting and they create this original hashtag, and everybody that's at that meeting is posting and they're using the hashtag to represent that. Okay? Hashtag Ask Gavi's conference, whatever. If I had a conference, I might have Ask Gavi, hashtag Ask Gavi 2018 conference, whatever. You know, and then everybody there that posts could put that out there and it works great. So that's in essence what a hashtag is. And it's just gotten a little bit crazy because people overwhelm their posts oftentimes with more than one hashtag. And it looks a little bit nuts to have that many. If you could, you know, whittle it down to one or two, I think it's tremendous. Then people can find your stuff. And that's what it's all about. Hopefully that answered your questions and you had an opportunity to call back in and follow up with any other questions you might have. Thanks, Maria. Always appreciate your input.
Hey, Ivy, this is David Dixon. I just wanted to let you know, we were having some problems this morning when I emailed the Anchor staff and told them that our whole show and station was based on call-ins. I went back into, I probably took about 10, 20 minutes, and I went back into the app, and all of my call-ins that had been deleted were back up. And I didn't get a response from them in an email or anything. They still haven't responded in an email. But the fact that they came back, and it was like five or six of them, was great. So I'd rather much rather act than them respond by email anyway. But just want to let you know what was going on. So if that ever happens to anybody else in the future. Because anybody who calls our station and asks us technical questions, I'm like, man, you need to ask Avi. Avi is the man. So I send a lot of people your way. Really appreciate your help, babe. Thanks.
Hey, Avi. I'm calling in for the first time from my station called Free Podcast Host. And I want to give an alternate solution or scenario for Sheena Diane. And the question that she had was about her RSS feed. See, the way RSS feeds work, once someone subscribes to your podcast and they download the episodes, if you make a change to it after it's been downloaded to your computer or to your device, they will not see that change that you made. So therefore, she's not seeing that she deleted an episode because she was already subscribed to her show on Google Play. So I hope that's helpful. What she could do is log in as another user, and then the episode should be gone. Okay, I hope that's helpful to you and to Sheena Diane and anyone else who's listening. Bye. Hey, Avi, I'm calling from Free Podcast Host, and I want to help answer a question that came in from Maria. And Maria was asking about hashtags, and you did a fantastic job of describing what hashtags do. However, there is one distinction, and this could be the problem of why Maria is not connecting with hashtags. Hashtags don't work the way they're supposed to on Facebook. So if you're someone who spends a lot of time in the Facebook ecosystem, you'll find that clicking on hashtags, it doesn't really work the way it's supposed to. So Twitter and Instagram are the primary social networks where hashtags work. Also Snapchat. Okay, I hope that helps. Bye for now.
Queen Eileen, I am loving your collaborative support today. It is so welcome, and I do appreciate it. And I love what you're doing with your new station And I heard your interaction with our girlfriend, and she's able to serve you up with Podbean, and that's awesome as well. So I'll tell you what, very impressive. Getting 2018 off to a fabulous start. And you know, I love our collaborative efforts with Dr. Dan. And now that you're coming in here and helping out with the answers to these questions with your expertise, I'm digging it. Thank you so much. And keep them coming. Do want them. Thank you. This is a shout-out ping for Queen Eileen. Please direct your attention to the previous segment. Thank you.